Colonel Douglas McGregor was just on with Judge Andrew Napolitano, and he warned that if the war situation in the Middle East continues to escalate like it is now, that it would likely lead to Israel using nuclear weapons, which would be absolutely catastrophic for the entire world, not just the Middle East. And the reason it would be catastrophic for the world is because, well, the Strait of Hormuz would be shut down, the Suez Canal would be shut down. There would be so much conflict in the region that no ships could move through the Red Sea, for example, or anywhere near that area without getting targeted and destroyed by one side or the other. If Israel uses a nuclear weapon, it will be catastrophic for the world. And yet, we know, and this is the point of this podcast, that both Israel and the United States are extremely irrational. I should say the leadership of those two countries is extremely irrational. Netanyahu is a war criminal lunatic, a Zionist, racist, genocidal madman with nuclear weapons. It's a very dangerous situation. And of course, the United States has quite a few nuclear weapons as well. Not as many as Russia, and not as modern as Russia, but the U.S. has its own nuclear weapons arsenal. And we have insane lunatics in the State Department. And we have incompetent people in the Pentagon, because it's all gone woke now at the upper echelon of the Pentagon. The people in the White House are insane, incompetent, uninformed, and yet incredibly arrogant. Joe Biden thinks that America is still the strongest country in the world. He's living in the 1980s. He has no idea how things have changed since then because his brain has not functioned for at least a decade, and he's living in the past. So we are, in fact, in a very, very dangerous situation. And the one thing we can count on is that the U.S. and Israel will make bad decisions. Decisions that are not even in their own self-interest. I'm not just saying decisions bad for the world, but bad for themselves. The U.S. in its conflict with Russia, for example, is constantly making bad decisions. Compelling Ukraine, for example, to try to attack Russia's defensive lines, which is resulting in a huge loss of young Ukrainian soldiers who fight very courageously, but are being led by incompetent, insane lunatics in the sense of the U.S. government, and also, of course, Zelensky himself, who is not qualified to micromanage the military. He orders battalions around as if he knows what he's doing, but he doesn't. But see, this is very characteristic of Western countries right now. They are incompetent, but they are arrogant. And they are making extraordinary mistakes that compromise their own self-interests. Now, there's a big reason why this matters. You know, the rational thing to do with Russia, for example, from the point of view of the West, would be to try to make peace with Russia, find a way to live together and engage in trade so that everybody experiences more abundance and we don't have people dying and homes being bombed, tanks being destroyed, and artillery shells being expended and so on. Peace pays a bonus to everyone involved. And yet peace is the last thing that NATO wants or that the U.S. wants. They're absolutely hell-bent on destroying Russia, no matter what it takes, and yet they're finding out that they're incapable of doing so. And based on recent actions, all kinds of cargo plane movement and installing nuclear weapons in the UK or transferring them there, troop call-ups and deployments to Europe, it seems obvious that the United States and NATO are going to wage an even larger war with Russia because they don't know when to stop. And they will be defeated by Russia because you can't beat Russia in a land war. It's not possible. No country in the world right now can beat Russia. not even a group of countries known as NATO. So it's a suicide mission, but the Western nations are so used to being able to bully the world that they have not yet calibrated that they're no longer able to bully the world successfully. The world no longer will bow down to the bullying of the U.S. empire. I mean, we're seeing this in Yemen with the drone strikes against the ships in protest of Israel's genocide against Palestinians in Gaza. Yemen is saying to the U.S., we're not afraid of you anymore. Iran is not afraid of the U.S. anymore. All kinds of countries all over the world, Russia, China, they're all saying the same thing. We're not afraid of the U.S. anymore. The U.S. is a waning empire that is no longer dominant, doesn't have the strongest military, doesn't have the strongest currency, doesn't have even competent leaders, doesn't have morality, honest elections, a strong economy, nothing. The U.S. is a pale shadow of what it once was. And its military is, like the Navy, is like a floating woke-tard festival at this point. No wonder Yemen's not afraid of the U.S. Navy. But there's another reason why all this matters. Just as the U.S. government, the pretender-in-chief, Joe Biden, is arrogant but ignorant, incompetent, and threatening all the other countries of the world, it seems, he will also do something similar to Texas. He will try to bully Texas into compliance over the open border situation. And he won't realize, Biden won't, that the U.S. government can't stop Texas from protecting its own border. Biden won't realize that the U.S. government is weak and that if he tries to deploy the military against 25 U.S. states, then he's actually going to see the defeat of the federal government, the defeat of the U.S. military at the hands of those 25 plus states, maybe it's 26. And again, nobody in Washington, D.C. realizes this. They're so brainwashed with their own crap. They're living in such a bubble of delusion that they don't recognize reality for what it is. And so you can count on the Biden regime to make horrible decisions. It will make horrible decisions in the domestic situation in the U.S. It will make bad decisions in Europe. It will make bad decisions in the Middle East, and it will make bad decisions in, well, near Taiwan, having to do with China. All the spokespeople for the U.S. government, even Admiral Kirby, for example, are nothing but liars. Liars and propagandists and fraudsters who never tell the truth. They almost never utter the truth about anything. And the media reprints those lies as if they were facts. And then the people in the government read the media to confirm their lies. You know, they're living in their own delusional self-reinforcement bubble of bullcrap. And they think because the media repeated their lies that then they must be true. And thus, they are not equipped to face reality or what's happening, you know, in the real world of the Middle East, or what's happening with Russia, or what's happening with Texas. We are now living under a truly delusional regime of narcissistic, mentally ill lunatics who are running our country. And it's not just the U.S. It's also, of course, Israel as well. Just absolute mentally ill lunatics. As a result, the world is incredibly dangerous, because the U.S. and Israel are out of control. That's the bottom line here today. The U.S. and Israel are a threat to the entire world, and they have nuclear weapons, and they're willing to use them, and their leaders are war criminals or irrational, incompetent fools. The situation could not possibly be more dangerous. Now, by the way, Iran probably has nuclear weapons as well. Now, I've interviewed people who say that Iran does not have weapons, but other people who say they do. It's probably true that they do. And if Israel starts to use its nuclear weapons, guess who's going to respond? Probably Iran, maybe Pakistan, Maybe Pakistan hands over its nuclear weapons to Turkey, and Turkey uses them against Israel. I have a feeling that where this is headed is Israel under a mushroom cloud, or several mushroom clouds. I think Israel will be obliterated. I don't think Israel will exist beyond, I don't know, the next 5 years or so is my guess. But Israel may nuke other countries first, by the way, probably so. Samson option. Israel will go down in history, most likely, as the most insane, most lunatic nation that ever existed on our planet that launched nukes in a desperate move for somehow mutually assured destruction and murdered millions of people in the Arab nations surrounding Israel, and then Israel itself got nuked into oblivion, rendering huge portions of the Middle East uninhabitable and unusable for food production, farming, you know, anything, industry. That's probably where this ends up. And the only way to stop this is to stop the madmen. Stop these lunatics from being in power. And that's Netanyahu. And in the United States, that means we have to elect Trump and get Biden and the Democrats out of office for good. Never let them have control again. They didn't even win the election last time. You know, they rigged it. It was stolen. But those are my thoughts on the topic. Make sure you're well prepared. Make sure you've got everything you need. Off-grid money, off-grid medicine, food, self-defense, communications, all of it. And then stay tuned for more updates. Brighteon.com is the video platform that's uncensored, where you can find my podcasts and interviews and so much more. And then also check out naturalnews.com for articles and more. Take care.
We've got a lot of new products now available in stock at healthrangerstore.com. Let me walk you through some of these. First of all, the butter powder that's in the number 10 can there, that's been out of stock for a long time. We have it back. It's certified organic, laboratory tested. An amazing preparedness item in that number 10 can. And then on top of that, you can see the apples. Those are freeze-dried apples, not whole apples, but pieces that are also, of course, lab-tested, certified organic. Great for long-term storage, you know, rich in fiber and also vitamin C, which is missing from a lot of people's stored food. In the capsule bottles there in front, we have the brain support, which is Mag Plus, which is a form of magnesium, plus Bacopa for cognitive support. Purple barley in the pouch right next to it there, just to the right. Purple barley, which of course has extra anthocyanins in the barley. And then we've got this organic blueberry vanilla pancake mix. This is a newer item and it's really delicious. It's sweetened with organic coconut sugar and it's got organic blueberries, vanilla powder, pink Himalayan salt, coconut flour. This is really amazing. A lot of people love this mix. Look at that photo too. It looks super, super delicious. Great job on that. And then finally, we also have back on my desk, we have now gluten-free mega buckets. That's the orange label there on that bucket. It's kind of covered up by the blueberry vanilla. But that's a gluten-free version of the mega bucket. If you're, you know, of course, looking to avoid gluten, you can check that out. Now, back to our website, healthrangerstore.com, we have a whole new store. And if you scroll down just a little bit here, you'll see our lightning deals. And these lightning deals are, of course, time-limited deals, extra savings. These rotate frequently. So you can check back every couple of days and kind of see what we have on sale through the lightning deals. Or you can scroll down and you can shop by category, such as, you know, personal care or preparedness or home products. And you can also shop by health goals. So maybe you're focused on, you know, liver support or joint support or vision support. That's another way to find the products that can best support your health goals. Some items back in stock, on sale this week, bestsellers, and so on. So we're doing a great job right now of keeping products in stock for you. We've achieved some good efficiencies in production. And so, you know, we're finally getting some new things in, some things back in stock that have been missing for quite some time. We're still out of the cream powder, the organic cream. And let's see, what's the other one? Oh, the organic cheese powders. Those sold out very quickly. We're working on getting those back in, but the supply chain is, of course, quite challenging right now. We do have the butter powder in stock right now, so that's something to check out. You can look at all of these and more at healthrangerstore.com. And just remember that every purchase at healthrangerstore.com helps support and fund this platform so that we can continue to bring you uncensored, high information interviews and analysis from some of the best thought leaders in our world today. We couldn't do it without your support. So thank you for supporting us. Continue to shop at healthrangerstore.com and enjoy all the amazing new products that we have available and the back in stock products right now in our online store. Thank you so much for your support. I appreciate it. I'm humbled by your support. We're here to help humanity navigate these very difficult times and keep you as well prepared and as nourished as possible. Thank you for watching today. God bless you all. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.